Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. You're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA 90.1 in Dallas, Fort Worth, and in Denton, where several of us from the station were last night for a really great event with many Denton listeners and supporters. And thanks to each of you for coming out if you were there. It was a lot of fun, and we had a great time. So glad you're listening and glad to know you're listening in Denton. You can call us this hour at 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers to anything at kera.org. And that's where we got these to start off with this week. Linda, looks like, writing from somewhere in Tarrant County, it looks like, says, Jeff, we have tried a heat gun, a power washer, a muriatic acid solution with a steel brush, plain soap and brush. Nothing has worked. We need help removing some candle wax from an exposed aggregate pool deck. Call us if you have a suggestion, 800-933-5372. Christopher in Denton is wondering if the black night speed limit signs, like those between Denton and Gainesville, are actually the law, or are they more of a friendly suggestion? He says if they are, something you have to observe. When exactly does night begin? GP writes, I live very close to White Rock Lake, and I've never seen a non-waterfowl end up in the water, but I wonder what the fate of such an accident would be. GP says, I've heard that land birds need to jump a little to take flight and would expect them to be buoyant enough not to sink, but can land birds take flight if they end up in the water? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Pete wants to know, where can old computers be dropped off for recycling in Dallas? Let's see. Yanka says, I'm new to the holistic approach of common illnesses and would like to know if there's an herb store within the DFW area where I can get herbs like plantain leaf, black cohosh root, licorice root, and others. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. And one more left over from last week. This is from Frank. He says, I was in Connecticut recently, and there were vapors coming from a pond of water in the morning. The air temperature was in the middle 50s Fahrenheit, and I don't have any idea what the water temperature was. He says, my question is, are the vapors due to a temperature differential in the air and water? And if so, what do the temperature ranges need to be to see such evaporative vapors? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at kera.org. We'll get started today with Jay in Dallas. Hello, Jay. Are you with us, Jay? Hold on, Jay, and let's try another line. John, are you there in Dallas? Hello, John.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Alrighty. My question is, part of 75 Freeway in the city of Plano, in Dallas, actually. It originates, there are vertical bars erected along the HOV lane on 75, and that 75 part that begins from Plano ends up all the way somewhere in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
My question is, what is the story or the wisdom behind erecting those bars along the HOV lane in city of Plano and Dallas? The reason is that it is dangerous. It does not, in circumstances of accident, it does not allow people to get out.
Right.
It does not, once you're stuck in there, it does not allow you to get out. It is not allowing those people who live in Plano and parts of Dallas to get in and make use of those HOV lanes and in Richardson.
Okay.
It's not fair to the taxpayers. I want to know what wisdom goes behind these things on 75 Freeway.
Okay. We'll ask and see if someone calls with an answer at 800-933-5372. Let's try again with Jay in Dallas. Jay, are you there?
Yes. Here.
Go right ahead.
I'm trying to find some classes for a Mac computer.
Uh-huh.
Everybody teaches the other one.
Right.
And then I just can't find any. So I was wondering if anyone knew. Every time I find out about one, it's over and they're not going to do it anymore.
Have you been to the Mac store in Dallas?
Yeah, but it's like I need a class and it's kind of busy. People
right.
are coming in and they're trying to teach people how to use it. I find it very disconcerting.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for maybe a classroom style.
Another thing, I have a couple of striking clocks that need help. And every time I've gone to any clock people, it's been exorbitant, you know, just crazy. And I was wondering if there's anybody who fixes clocks who might be a little more reasonable.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get answers for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Gary wants to know where the term limelight, I guess in reference to being on stage or stage lights, comes from. Where does that term come from? Jenny in Dallas wants to know what exactly the city is doing to Northwest Highway around the White Rock Lake Flagpole Hill area. Jenny says there's major road work going on, and I was just wondering what exact improvements are being made. She says Northwest Highway seemed like it was in pretty good shape before they started all the construction there. Call us, 800-933-5372, and that is where we find Susan in Farmers Branch. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I have an answer for the person who wants to recycle their computer.
Mm-hmm.
At the Carrollton, at the light at the intersection of Frankfort and Eisenhower, there's a big complex there. You can give them your computer. They refurbish them, and then they sell them to other people at that site.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Welcome.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Dan calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Good morning to you. I don't know that I have a cure. I just have a suggestion.
Okay.
For the person who has the wax on the aggregate floor.
Okay.
Get some knee pads, a center punch, a light hammer, and a beer. And get a fire extinguisher that shoots CO2.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot the wax to freeze it, and then chip it away. It's, you know, like you do when you have gum and
right.
a sweater and you put it in the freezer.
Okay.
Don't know if that's going to work or not. But it's a suggestion.
Okay, very. And what's the beer for?
I'm sorry.
What's
the beer for?
It's for you, right?
Enjoyment. Yeah.
Very good. All right. You knew I'd ask. All right. Thanks for calling, Dan. Good suggestion.
Sure.
Line open 800-933-5372. Up next is Gene in Colleyville. Hello, Gene.
Hi. I have another suggestion on the wax on the aggregate.
Yeah.
I didn't think of a beer. Maybe wine, but
very good.
If you take a brown paper bag and put it on top of the wax, and then on top of the brown paper bag, you run over a pretty warm iron.
Uh-huh.
The iron and the heat will draw the wax into the paper bag.
Okay.
And the paper bag will kind of absorb it. And then just keep moving the paper bag as it absorbs the wax, and it'll eventually all come up absorbed into the paper.
Very good. Thanks so much for the suggestion.
You're welcome.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Mark has emailed us from East Dallas, Old East Dallas. He says, I'm trying to find the term for an animal like a mule or a liger, he says, that is the offspring of two separate species that cannot usually reproduce on its own. And what is the name for the rare time when this animal can reproduce? He says, for example, the one in a million chance that mules can reproduce. So is there a term for that crossbred or hybridized animal like a mule? Sort of, I guess, like a general term for that type of animal. Susan in Dallas writes to anything at kera.org, I have a Braun stand mixer from the 1960s that needs a part replaced. She says, I have the part, but I need to know where I can take it. For years, I used Pearsall appliance, but it seems they are no longer in business. Does anyone have a suggestion? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is Kelly in Dallas. Hello, Kelly.
Yeah, I had a couple of answers for you.
Okay.
The candle wax on aggregate.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, have used an iron with paper towels on carpet, so I would think that perhaps using a towel to get deeper into the grooves.
Okay.
With a hot iron on the backside.
Okay.
And the other answer is for the Irving store in old downtown Irving. There's a store that's been there for over 30 years called Years to Your Health. They're also online, and they have everything that you could possibly want where they can get it, and they sell it by the ounce.
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. A couple of answers have come in. Norm says, regarding Northwest Highway construction, says, I believe that when construction is complete, the entire roadway and new bridge over White Rock Creek will be raised by 10 feet. Says, as you know, whenever we get a lot of rain, that stretch of the highway is under several feet of water for a while. Robin says carefully chisel up the large bits of wax. Cover the remaining bits with a piece of paper, then iron the paper with a hot iron. This will melt the wax onto the paper. Sounds like this is the winner here. It will also soften the wax enough to gently scrape it off with a wooden or plastic scraper. Let's see. Laura in Fort Worth says herb and health with an N in between herb and health. On Lancaster in Fort Worth, ask for the herb goddess Karen. Let's see. Another one. Here's another vote for years to your health in Irving. It's from Kim in Carrollton. Will in Fort Worth says the night signs on the highway, the night speed limit signs. Will says those are the law, and the cops use sunset tables. He says, I got a ticket at night a couple weeks ago. I've got Jess in Dallas on the phone. Jess, has that been your experience as well?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Well, what people don't realize is usually you don't see those night signs unless you're going from a larger city to a smaller city. Mm-hmm. And that stretch of 30 miles, what we used to call one horse town, they don't have the ambient light from the nights from the city reflecting, and they don't have any lamps or any kind of highway lights on those stretches, like when you're heading out to Denton or from Dallas to Denton or from wherever.
Right.
So because you don't have the light, that is a law. 65 is the nighttime speed limit, and what they define as night is 30 minutes after sundown.
Okay.
And they will ticket you for it because a lot of accidents do occur, and of course people called in on the show before and said, you know, why are there crosses on the road?
Right.
Those accidents happen on the freeways on your commute from places like Dallas, and let's just say you're going to Denison or something, and that's when there's no light on the freeway at night, and it gets really dark. So, well, yeah, that's why they have it.
We've also been informed that our intern, Alicia, got a ticket for this very thing herself. So I guess it's happened.
I don't doubt it.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jess.
Hey, you're welcome.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to Damon in Dallas. Hello, Damon.
Hi. I have a question about tile. I have a home that was built in 1970, and the master bathroom, which is kind of fancy, even though it's older, has this tile that looks like it's some sort of aggregate or terrazzo. I don't know what. It has big pieces of marble in it, and it's really beautiful, but I'm wondering if anybody knows what it's actually called. And if it's still available.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye. 800-933-5372
is the phone number. Email address anything at KERA.org. Ed confirms that black and white signs are always the law. He says yellow or orange signs are the cautionary ones. And he says night, according to the FAA, begins 30 minutes after the orb of the sun is no longer visible and 30 minutes before the orb of the sun is visible. I guess that means when dawn begins. Let's see, time for maybe one more call before a break here. Let's talk to Robin in Louisville. Hello, Robin.
Hi.
Yes, go right ahead.
About the land birds that land in water, strangely, at my apartment pool, there was a land bird that did land in the pool I don't know how it did lift itself back up and fly away, and it actually kept doing it. I guess it was getting a drink of water. So it's not scientific. It's one bird, but there's a real strong bird out there.
Very good. Well, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. Let's see. William wants to know if there are any bike trails in southwest Arlington near 287 and Sublette. Let's see. Mindy in Dallas writes, I vaguely remember a trailer park located near White Rock Lake. It was removed. There was some sort of controversy. Where was that trailer park, and what was the reasoning, she asks, behind both sides of the controversy? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us, anything at KERA.org. We'll be right back. From KERA, it's anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Jeff Whittington. The phone number to call is 800-933-5372. You can also email us at anything at KERA.org. And there are a couple of answers here from last week's show. Ashley in Arlington writes, the person with the goldfish and koi aquarium, you're having problems because of the koi. Ashley says koi are not appropriate for most indoor aquaria because of their huge space needs. In a heavily stocked pond, each koi should have at least 250 gallons. It sounds to me like your fish are suffering from Popeye, exothalmia. This can be a result of poor water quality. If you're only doing a water change once a month, with the heavy stocking you describe, you should be seeing water quality problems, ammonia, nitrates, etc. Ashley writes, I would recommend getting rid of the koi. You mentioned you pay someone to care for the tank. I would also recommend buying your own ammonia nitrite test kit so you can see for yourself in between visits how your water quality is holding up. Jerry in Grand Prairie says a little more on those VOR antennas around the DFW International Airport. As the caller said last week, they are indeed a navigation aid for aircraft. They're actually scattered all over North America, but are very quickly being replaced by GPS navigation. VOR is short for Very High Frequency Omnidirectional Radio. We see the three VOR antennas in the Metroplex because they are the largest and most powerful inland antennas in North America. There are many large ones on the coast because they broadcast out over the oceans. The three antennas are named Cowboy, southeast of I-35 and Royal, Ranger, near Colleyville and North Richland Hills, southeast of Lockett and Precinct Line Road, and Maverick, near the south entrance to DFW Airport. Jerry, thanks so much. Let's see. Sharzad says, what most likely binds your caller to pursue arbitration? This was the caller we had last week about, I think early in the show, about interviewing a home builder and the contract requiring arbitration, is the building contract. Shazrod says, building contracts often limit or waive access to the court rights as a bargain for exchange for the product, in this case, being a real property. Arbitration is often much more cost-effective and beneficial for both parties involved. If there are material gaps in the arbitration process as far as justice is concerned, most often then you may use the courts. And I asked this question last week about keeping tax records before I realized that the actual question was how long to keep those credit card statements. But here's a good answer from Bella, who says, keep tax records for a minimum of 3 years and a maximum of 6 years. This is assuming you filed an income tax return. If you've not filed a return, the IRS may go back to the year that you have not filed because there is no statute date on an income tax return that is not filed. 3 years is the normal time frame that the IRS has to audit an income tax return that has been filed. After 3 years, that particular return is barred from being audited by the IRS. However, if there is a 25% omission of gross income in any of the current returns, the IRS may go back 6 years to audit an additional 3 years. Thanks for those answers. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers to anything at kera.org. And up next, let's talk to Heidi in Fort Worth. Hello, Heidi.
Hi. I have three answers.
Okay.
The city of Dallas, four times a year, has a computer recycling program. I know at one point it's always at the farmer's market.
Okay.
There's an herb store on or just off of South Greenville called The Labyrinth that carries a wide variety of things. And on the tile question, I cannot remember the name of the company, but there is a fancy tile company that might be the place to start. And I'm sorry I can't remember the name, but I do know that they support the Orchestra of New Spain. And so
Okay. If
the person called the Orchestra of New Spain, they'd probably be able to give them the name of the tile company.
Very good. All right. Well, that's a good lead at least. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Bye.
All right. 800-933-5372 is where we find Cheryl in Fort Worth. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi.
Yes, go right ahead.
Calling about the clock repair. The lady said she couldn't find anybody. There is an organization called the NAWCC, cc.org, I believe, and she ought to be able to inquire from them as someone local, because every city has their local chapters. I'm from Houston, and I just happen to be in Fort Worth babysitting right now.
Okay, and say the name of the organization again.
NAWCC.
Very good. Well, Cheryl, thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Joel in Mesquite. Hello, Joel.
Hi. I have an answer for your limelight question.
Okay.
Before electricity, theaters lit their stages by dropping water, little drops of water, onto a lime compound, which had an exothermic reaction, meaning a energy-producing reaction. It produced a flame and light that was very bright. From that, the phrase limelight came because it was lime creating the light. It just stuck, I assume, after electricity arrived,
right,
and it still hangs in there today.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We also got an answer on that from Lenny via email at anything@kera.org. Lenny says, limelight was formerly used in theaters. A bright, intense light was created by heating lime in an oxyhydrogen flame. And let's see. Ed says the HOV lane dividers on North Central Expressway are a result of the greater danger of changing between the slow-moving general lanes and the fast-moving HOV lane. There have been 3 fatal accidents on the 75 section caused by drivers changing in or out of the HOV lanes in spite of the poles. This is based on the current public briefing by the North Central Texas Council of Governments. It says if the HOV is blocked, have patience. Clearance or rerouting is expedited in HOV accidents. 800-933-5372. Up next is, let's talk next to Sarah in Fort Worth. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. I had a question about a book.
Okay.
It's written by Rick South or Richard South. And I was wondering if there was a bookstore or an online site where I could go and find that book. It was written about 10, 15 years ago, and it's actually my dad, and we can't really find very many copies. He sold most of them.
Right.
So if anyone knows where I could find
I'm
sorry?
Yeah, tell us the title of it.
Oh, The Great and Distinguishable Words of God by Richard South.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get a lead for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Tom in Dallas says the Applied Graphic Design Technology Department at Collin County Community College, offers classes for learning graphic software on the Mac. Tom says fall classes have begun. Spring 2010 class registration begins at the end of November. Check out cccd.edu. That's the Collin County Community College District website at quadcd.edu. Let's see. Maria says, I want to respond to the listener who asked about where to recycle electronic waste items in Dallas. Among other locations, our company, Maria says, Recycle Revolution, operates a community drop-off center in East Dallas near Fair Park, where residents are welcome to bring both their traditional paper, plastic, aluminum, cardboard, glass, and hard-to-recycle TV, computers, monitors, batteries, light bulbs, cell phones, etc. items. While traditional items are free of charge, Maria says certain e-waste items incur a small material recovery fee. You can learn more about the company and drop-off center, she says, at recyclerevolutiondallas.com. Patrick says you can recycle your computer at any Best Buy for free. If it has a monitor, Best Buy will charge you $10, but then issue you a $10 gift card. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address, anything@kera.org. Scott in Sunnyvale has a question. What is the word that describes a work of art inspired by another work of art? For example, a poem that was inspired by a painting. Is there a word for that? Up next at 800-933-5372 is Christopher in Fort Worth. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, thank you.
You bet.
I had a quick question. I just wanted to know why apples are always so associated with teachers.
Hmm. Well, I don't know that we've had that question, so we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Kevin in Mansfield. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I have an answer for you about the bike trail near 287 and Sublet.
Yeah.
The Walnut Creek Linear Park is at 287 and East Broad. From Sublet, you go south and U-turn, and it basically dead ends into the park. The feeder does.
So, and what's it called again? The Walnut Creek Linear Park?
Yes. It's a 4-mile paved trail with a moderate hill in the middle of it.
Okay. Very good. Well, hey, thanks very much for calling.
No problem.
800-933-5372. Up next is Paul in Addison. Hello, Paul.
Hi. My name is Paul. You know, I have a question. I heard some healthcare broadcast on Channel 8 and Channel 5. I couldn't write down the name and the phone number of the providers of those services.
Uh-huh.
How can I get back with them?
Have you checked the websites for WFAA?
Yeah,
and
they had a phone number, and that phone never answers.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if someone gets an answer to us.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. The email address, anything@kera.org. That's where we got this from, Richard in North Richland Hills, who asks, could anyone recommend a restaurant that serves escargot and or real French dip sandwiches? He says, I'm looking for a restaurant where tuxedo is not required, or where they're not, you know, it's not too fussy or too, I guess, highfalutin, as we would say. Let's see. J.E. in Dallas says, I've been looking urgently for a website that lists different herbs that are good for different things to use in hair and skin. For example, homemade shampoos, conditioners, soaps, and perfumes. Says, I'd really like a website that doesn't try to sell me their products, just tells me about herbs. Randy in Dallas says, there are signs in downtown Dallas that say, tune to 1680 AM for Dallas information. Says, but if you tune to it downtown or anywhere, there's not a station that comes in. Does anyone know the story behind the 1680 AM signs? 800-933-5372. Up next on the phones is Byron calling from DeSoto. Hello, Byron.
How's it going?
It's going well.
I was actually calling to find out if anyone knows of a point-to-point wireless internet service that operates in the DeSoto area, aside from Air Canopy.
A point-to-point wireless internet service. Okay, so someone who, are you talking about Wi-Fi, or is this a different thing?
It's similar, but they use wireless antennas, but you have to have a line of sight. Mainly, I can't get any type of cable for DSL in my area.
Okay.
And the Air Canopy towers aren't.
Okay.
I don't have a line of sight.
Okay. And you're looking at the DeSoto area?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next is John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Yes, I have an enormous amount of allergy in my pool that I'm having difficulty getting rid of.
Uh-huh.
And even when I brush it, it does leave a stain. What do I do about that?
Okay. Well, we'll see if someone has a suggestion for you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is that phone number. The email address is anything at kera.org. Let's see. Roger in Fort Worth wants to know if anyone can tell him where to purchase non-hydrogenated lard in preferably Fort Worth or Arlington. It says further away might do a pinch. Looking for non-hydrogenated lard. Ron says, I live in Fort Worth, and I recently demolished an old concrete porch and some sidewalk at my house. He says, I'd like to reuse the concrete. It's about 3 or 4 cubic yards around the outside of my house as a base for a series of gravel paths. If I reuse the concrete, I won't have to pay to have it hauled off, and I won't have to buy as much gravel, not to mention I'd be recycling. So, Ron says, does anyone know of a company that rents mini concrete crushers? This would be something that can be pulled on a trailer behind a pickup, or perhaps a service company that offers this service. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Matthew in Old East Dallas. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, the lady from Fort Worth who is calling, trying to find her, the book her dad wrote.
Uh-huh.
If there are two stores, one, they are called Paperbacks Plus.
Okay.
One's in Dallas and one's in Mesquite. And they'll take your name and they'll, and you can give them the name of a book. And if that book comes through their store, they'll call you.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Let you know they have it in. It's a Paperbacks Plus is a used bookstore.
Very good. Well, hey, thanks for the suggestion.
You're welcome.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Christine in Dallas. Hello, Christine.
Hi. I have an answer to the computer donation or recycle.
Okay.
And I wanted to let you know that there is a group called the Can Academy, and I know everyone thinks you can only donate cars to them.
Right.
But actually, they will come home. They will pick up every part of your computer. They will haul it off for you and use it for those that need it. The question, of course, is, what kind of data have you been able to erase from your computer?
Right.
So I have always just given my old monitors, my keyboards, my speakers, and whatever, and they are glad to come and get them.
Very good. Well, that's a great suggestion. Thanks so much for calling, Christine.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. We got another answer on the rare out-of-print books question, and this is from Russell, who says, try bookfinder.com. He says they often have rare out-of-print titles from around the country, and you can check them out at bookfinder.com. Let's see. Francisco in Dallas says, according to Wikipedia, in the United States, Denmark, and Sweden, a polished apple is a traditional gift for a teacher. This stemmed from the fact that teachers during the 16th to 18th centuries were poorly paid, so parents would compensate the teacher by providing food. As apples were a very common crop, teachers would often be given baskets of apples by students. As wages increased, the quantity of apples was toned down to just a single piece of fruit. Mike, a biology teacher, he signs his answer here, says a cross between two species is called a hybrid and is usually sterile. He says hybrid vigor is a term that refers to the hybrid having advantageous traits over either parent species. For example, a mule has the strength of a horse and the stamina of a donkey. He says in rare cases where hybrids are not sterile, their offspring typically are, and this is called hybrid breakdown. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Up next is Ginger calling from Flower Mound.
Hi there.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I have a question about the children's series of books, Fun with Dick and Jane from the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to locate which story exactly has the storyline was that Dick and Jane were baking a cake, and the cake was purple and pink. And I've been trying to locate this as a gift for a loved one, and I can't find which title that belongs to.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372 is also where we find Linda calling from Garland. Hello, Linda.
Hi. I have a question on a jigsaw puzzle.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, somebody in England created this round jigsaw puzzle. And they were offering $1 million to the person who could solve it. And it was backed up by the Lloyd's of London.
Uh-huh.
They showed it on Channel 4 or 5 for like 5 seconds. But they never told us how to go order it, how to buy it. So I was just wondering if anybody knew, did anybody ever solve that jigsaw puzzle, win $1 million, or if it's still out there up for grabs.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
The telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. We'll be right back. From KERA 90.1, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. You can call us. 800-933-5372. If you can call us anything, you certainly can email us anything@kera.org. Let's see, a couple more questions for this segment. Chris in Arlington wants to know if it's possible to homebrew non-alcoholic beer. He says, is it regular homebrew with the alcohol boiled off? Does anyone know? Let's see, Sean says, since we're talking removing things from services today, he says, I overfilled my car batteries while my car was parked in my garage, and the overflow of water and battery acid has left a yellow stain on the floor of my garage. Does anyone know what will remove the stain without removing the seal that, Sean says, I understand is put on the concrete of these modern garage floors? Suzanne, who's listening online in Huntsville, Alabama, says, in the Beatles song Back in the USSR, the first line says, flew into Miami Beach, B-O-A-C, and wants to know what does B-O-A-C stand for. And the greatness of Jeannie Mascoro says, why, it's the British Overseas Airways Corporation, which is now just British Airways. Let's see. Angel wants to know what the flooring is called that they often have at airports or public places. It's very smooth, usually has colored flecks in it, has seams that are really far apart. So it's not a tile or laminate 12 by 12 square, but it does scuff with black marks from people's shoe soles. She says it must wear well over time and needs buffing, waxing. I see people doing that to it often, but wondered if there's a commercial name for it or if someone in the DFW area will install it in a home. It seems a great substitute to concrete floors. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number, and that's where we find Anita in Fort Worth. Hello, Anita.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. The lady who questioned the tile in her foyer earlier in the show.
Right.
The tile is quite likely Fritz tile, F-R-I-T-Z. It has been made for lots of years. I have a foyer that has it in it. to our knowledge, it is still made today. I don't know that ProSource out on 121 here in Fort Worth has it, but they would know where to get it if they don't. That's ProSource out on 121.
Okay.
On the south side between Haltom Road and Carson.
Very good. Anita, thanks so much for calling.
You're very welcome.
Line open 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Renee calling from Dallas. Hello, Renee.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
I got a couple answers for you. Escargot, mm-hmm. Wattels.
Okay, Wattels, okay.
Yeah, and the floor, I believe she's talking about, from her recorder, I believe she's talking about terrazzo. Possibly.
Terrazzo floor.
In the,
okay.
the new sections of the airport, you, like the
Renee, are you calling from a
terminal?
You calling from an aircraft carrier?
Calling from where?
An aircraft carrier. It sounds like a plane just took off right next to you.
No, I warned the woman that I was on a cell phone.
Okay.
Work
okay.
site and somebody's
okay.
running a saw and I'm
okay.
walking away from it.
So Wattels
and
you, okay, what's your question?
Question is there are two types of ice machines. One is air-cooled compressor, one is water-cooled compressor. Water-cooled compressor has water running around the compressor whenever the compressor gets hot to cool it down, and then that water usually is wasted. It goes down a drain. I'd like to know if it can be recycled, if I could put it in a pump and then cool it down maybe through a radiator system and just recycle that water.
And what kind of machine are you talking about?
Commercial ice machine.
Oh, commercial ice machine. Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you. If not this week, then maybe next week, okay?
All righty, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Rainey in Dallas says one can order escargot at Toulouse on Knox Street in Dallas. The dress code, Rainey says, is casual. Claudia says, if the caller wants to learn more about the construction of Northwest Highway, including photos and a video, they should visit Pegasus News Online. There was an article about this construction back in May 2009. And Barbara says, my mom uses DK Clock in Plano. DK Clock. They're on the corner of Northwest. I'm sorry, they're on the northwest corner of Parker and Custer on the west side of that shopping strip. 800-933-5372 is where we find David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Hi, I've got a question. If you look at the first syllable of the month, September, October, November, December,
uh-huh.
they seem to have Latin roots for 7, 8, 9, and 10. But I'm wondering why, like, oct for October is month 10 and not month 8. Why are all those months skewed off by 2 months?
Hmm, okay. It's a great question, and someone likely will have an answer for us. If not today, then next Friday.
Great, thank you.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Let's find, who's next here? Let's see, Eva in Cleburne. Hello, Eva.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I have a request. I'm trying to seek help for a friend of mine. She's from Europe, and she's Romanian. And because of, I feel like in our small town, there's been some different difficulties with all that. But anyway, her story is she has two girls that she would love to see, two teenage girls. She had trouble with them. And anyway, CPS got involved, and then the state got involved. And so now she just really wants to get her story out. She wants to be heard. And she really would like some help. She's not able to afford much at this time, but she would like to get some help just to kind of get her story out and get some help so that she can be reunited with her daughter and granddaughter.
Well, the people to talk to are the news assignment editors at your local news affiliates, television and newspaper, et cetera.
Okay, locate somebody from the news or newspaper.
Yeah, just you can when you have a news suggestion, you call a news organization, ask for their assignment editor, and talk to that person.
Assignment editor. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Love, Kate. I love the whole station. I love listening to NPR.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Adam in Dallas. Hello, Adam.
Hey. Yeah, I got the answer to the Landberg question.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called Kingfisher.
Okay, so the kingfisher is a land bird that does fly right into the water on purpose.
Yeah, he flies into the water after little minnows and little fish.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. EH says, forget about saving the sealer on your garage floor. Batteries contain sulfuric acid, which is at the very least reacted with the sealer, if not the concrete. He says, if you're lucky, you can clean the sealer and recoat it with the original clear sealer. He says, most probably you should consider cleaning the floor and recoating it with a paint compound designed for garage and hangar floors. This will conceal the discoloration. Lois says, the million-dollar puzzle, the golden puzzle, was a web-based puzzle, started in July of 2007, and the competition ran for 7 months. She says, so I assume it's over. She says, I know a couple of people who started it, but it turned out to be a full-time job, so they didn't complete the process. I don't know if anyone actually won the prize. Says, here's a bit of info from a website. Puzzlers who entered the challenge received a jig board. Clues are then emailed to them in the form of anagrams, which, when solved, revealed the names of websites which contained hidden jigsaw pieces. The first person to collect all 1,000 pieces and complete the puzzle was going to be the winner of the jackpot. Josh in Dallas says, another site the woman trying to find an old copy of the book by her father might try is abebooks.com. It's abebooks.com. He says, this site allows used and out-of-print book dealers from around the world to sell their finds. He says, I've used them numerous times to find old books that I thought I would never find otherwise. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, and that's where we find Jason in Dallas. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Terrazzo floors are what's at the airport.
Okay.
And you can pick, if you have it installed in your home, you can pick the different colors of the flex even.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, you can do all kinds of different colors in them. It's an expensive floor to do.
Is it a sheet product?
No, they pour it. There are two types of Terrazzo floors, and the only reason I know a little bit about this is because we were going to do it at our home.
Okay.
And the cost is prohibitive. But
okay.
You can buy it in 12-inch tiles at a few places, but traditionally it is a poured product. They pour it, and then as it cures and dries, it gets sanded and polished, and that's why all of the little aggregate pieces, like little pieces of glass or stone that are in there that make the color flex, they look like they're sawn down, like they're sliced.
Oh, okay. So it's...
And that's what those metal seams are that the woman was talking about. Those are actually forms that fill up with Terrazzo.
Very good. Well, you know what? We learn something new every week. Thanks so much for calling, Jason.
Have a great afternoon.
Hey, you too. Let's talk next to Angel calling from Ennis. Hello, Angel.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
I had an answer for a guy called in about wanting to know if he could recycle the water that's being used in a water-cooled air compressor.
Yeah.
You can, and that's what, you know, like a lot of water treatment companies deal with. So typically, you have to cool that water back down with something like a cooling tower, or so the water has to be cooled so that it can do its job again to cool down the compressor.
Right. Else
it's going to keep getting hotter and hotter. The things that you have to be careful when you do this are scaling,
right?
Corrosion and microbiome.
So explain really quickly how it works. If you have a water cooled air compressor, you hook it up to a hose or something, and then it cools the motor, and then it just kind of outflows into the street or gutter or the sewer or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, if it's an industrial system and the system is large enough, then it would be cost prohibitive to just use, you know, city water and
right.
throw that water away because it takes a lot of water.
Okay.
So cool. So you'd have like a loop that would cool this, you know, large enough compressor. But you'd have to cool that water.
Right.
Either using a cooling tower or some other method of cooling that water so it doesn't, you know, otherwise...
Yeah, because it's really hot.
Right, or else it's just going to keep, you know, it's
okay.
not going to cool the compressor down. But when you do that, you have to, you know, make sure that you treat the water, chemically treat the water, you know, for scaling and for corrosion and microbiome.
Okay.
So you could call, you know, a good water treatment company like Nalco, and they can help you out with that.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Fabio in Dallas. Hello, Fabio.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I was looking for a restaurant that possibly serves pokey.
Okay.
It's a raw fish dish. It has sesame seeds and other ingredients I'm not very sure of. But I tried it once in my life and loved it, and I haven't been able to find it again.
All right. Well, we'll ask, and we're getting close to the end of the show, so tune in next week. Hopefully we'll have an answer for you.
Okay. Thank you.
800-933-5372 is that phone number. And a couple more questions from the email inbox. Poems based on paintings. This is from Joni, a professor of English, who says, the name for the style of poetry based on a painting or another work is ekphrasis. To read ekphrastic poetry, go to the Academy of American Poets website at poets.org. And it's spelled E-K-P-H-R-A-S-I-S, ekphrasis. Mike says, can't think of an English word for one work inspiring another, but the French word homage might be a way to describe a work from one genre that inspires a work in another genre. Helen says, I don't know if a website for herbal hair and skin recipes, but try a book by Rosemary Gladstar. Can't remember the name, but lots of skin and hair potions. Rosemary Gladstar is the author. Kelly says, regarding apples for teachers, I was told by my grandmother that the practice stemmed from a grammar school in which young children are taught the letters of the alphabet, A is for apple, B is for boy, etc. Since students wanted an A, they would give their teachers apples. And let's get a couple of answers on this month's of fall here. Let's talk first to Mike in Garland. Hello, Mike.
Yes, sir. I had an answer about the most of the year calendar question.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, back in the pre-Roman and Roman times, the calendar had 10 months of the year. But Julius Caesar and his Augustus Caesar, they both kind of shaved days off the other months of the year and created months after them. Thus, we get July and August. And stuck them in the middle of the year, so the rest of them are kind of out of order.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem. Right. Thank you.
And let's see if we get a different answer on that, or maybe the same, from Jonathan in Irving. Hello, Jonathan.
Yeah, I was actually going to say about the same, except I don't know if Julius Caesar or Augustus Caesar actually added the months themselves, but I had heard that they were definitely added in honor of them.
Okay, so it could have been later on, but
yeah, because Julius Caesar developed the Julian calendar, but I don't know if he stuck himself in there or not.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Yep. Bye.
And time, I think, for one more from Jennifer in Bedford. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hey.
I was going to answer the month one, too, and actually it was about the same. The old Roman calendar, the 8th, 9th, and 10th months were October, November, and December, which is why the roots of October, November, December are 8, 9, and 10, respectively.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by yours truly. Jeannie Mascoro runs the board. Thank you very much, Jeannie. Fiona Norton answers your telephone calls. Thank you very much, Fiona. Our assistant producer is Betsy Lewis, and our intern is Alicia Melke. Thank you for your help today, Alicia, as well. You can download podcasts or episodes of the show, rather, at kera.org/anything, and you can sign up to get the free weekly podcast while you're there. And, of course, send us your questions and answers, your comments and suggestions. The email address is anything@kera.org. I'm Jeff Whittington. Thanks again for listening, for calling, and for writing in. And have a fantastic weekend.